did occur that you just might use the scrapbook for this confused box of G.A. remembrances.
I am grateful anyway. Hey, I can put my new 50th anniversary decal on the front.
If you can find it.
Mother, you just don't have any confidence in me. See? Here it is. Right on top of the notebook I got when I was elected secretary.
I must admire your filing system.
Finally, I was 9 years old. It was my first junior GA meeting. Mrs. Brown gave me this notebook at the installation service. Remember?
Knowing that countless people grope in darkness and giving attention to his commands, I assert my allegiance to Jesus Christ, to his church and its activities, attempting, with God's help, to abide in him through prayer, to advance in wisdom by Bible study, to acknowledge my stewardship of time, money, and personality, to adorn myself with good works, and to accept the challenge of the Great Commission.
Girls, this allegiance is more than something you just read from your manuals. It's something to live by. And the sooner you memorize it, the sooner you'll give it meaning by the way you live.
Oh, boy! Here comes Miss Sissy with some food! Oh,
sure!
Just you wait a moment, young lady. Now, I'll see what I can do about the refreshments if every one of you will promise to have your allegiance memorized by next meeting. All right?
All right.
Good. Here they come, Helen. Don't lose that notebook, Gay. A GA secretary is only as good as the record she keeps, with the determination to make her auxiliary the best one possible.
I want to, Mrs. Brown. Thank you. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence. Oh, Mother, what in the world is wrong? A week ago I knew every word, every verse.
Just the stage jitters, dear.
I've made up my mind. I'll just read it, that's all. Really, I'm serious. As long as the psalm is given, what does it matter? And the coronation would be perfect.
Why, that's a fine idea. But if it's going to be read, it doesn't matter who does the reading. Why don't we trade places?
Oh, Mother, be serious.
But I am. We can start right now. Oh, I'm all thumbs at getting these pages unstuck. That chewing gum has petrified. But I can practice reading as well as you can. So you come separate these papers, okay?
You're making fun of me. No fair, even if you are right. But I'll have you know that is not chewing gum.
Molasses.
No, it's sealing wax. Let me show you. The pages aren't stuck together. They're sealed. At GA camp, the directions for our morning devotions were called sealed orders. Does a light dawn? Sealing wax, sealed orders, morning devotion? Missionaries who have birthdays today, July 12th, are Marie Connor, Taiwan, Evangelistic Work, W. Boyd Pierce, Kenya, Publication Evangelism, William J. Webb on furlough, Venezuela. Let's see. I'll pray for them and for these other requests on my prayer card.
Chewing gum or sealing wax, I plead innocent on the grounds that I didn't go to camp with you. All I did was pack your bags.
I packed them. You stood on the lids.
Considering those three suitcases held 10 dresses, a private first aid kit, rain gear, your teddy bear, the pillow off your bed, and a bedroll suitable for the North Woods, I'd say whoever got those suitcases shut packed them.
I was staying for 4 days.
But three suitcases. You were ready for anything.
Oh, no, not quite.
you get it?
Yes, but hurry up and bring the knife.
Peanut butter?
Mother, you'll never know what that camp did for my appetite. I would have given none of those dresses for an extra steak every night. And that silly teddy bear. I wish I could have traded it for a notebook and a pencil. Anything to write down some of the wonderful things I learned from Miss Marjorie Jones, the missionary from Africa.
Very good, Anne. Not at all a bad version of the drumbeat we use to announce the beginning and end of classes in Ghana. Our GA camp doesn't have any bells or buzzers. And really, I'd rather hear a drum than a raspy old bell. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
African girls look much like Gay will look when I finish with her headdress. And they don't throw on just any old dress. They make a real effort to brighten the world with clothes that multiply nature's colors. There. Gay, you lack only one thing. A baby brother strapped on your back. I want you girls to know that the GAs I worked with in Ghana are so anxious to learn, they have even more scripture to memorize than you do. And they probably work much harder in using those scriptures to tell other girls about Christ. Now, are there any questions any of you would like to ask me about Ghana?
Miss Jones?
Yes?
If these new shoes don't limber up before tonight, I won't have to worry about forgetting the scripture. I won't even know it when I flub. I won't know anything but a terrific pain below each ankle.
Well, in the whole box, one relic that your aging mother recognizes.
Hey, my paper rose and Japanese fan.
Excuse, please. Anxious daughter forget GA program on Japan held in humble mother's home. Decorations by helpful mother. Also paper roses for hair. Youthful daughter forget she borrow ladies' fan from gracious mother.
Most mother-like mother, please forgive ungrateful daughter. Loving mother do very fine job. Those wind chimes, how they would play when someone opened the door. I remember when we took off our shoes and tried so desperately to be graceful and poised like the Japanese.
Until you had to get down on those low cushions.
Susie told us all about Japan. She said there are millions of people jammed on the islands, but so few missionaries. We do have a large girls' school and a large boys' school there, though. Susie showed us a picture of our hospital in Kyoto. It was a beautiful building. Guess I expected a mud hut or something.
Oh, Gay.
Do you know, Mother, they take their beds up in the morning and put them down again at night. They're like mats.
Wouldn't you like that? No bed to make up.
Then I'd like getting up in the morning. That kimono Susie wore, remember? Well, really, most of the women dress like we do. Those beautiful kimonos, the flowers and the fans, they're for special occasions.
Oh.
Yes, like a coronation. There. Now it's my turn. Help me with my crown, please, Mother.
Hold that head still, Gay. Now, and I guarantee it won't topple.
But it's so tight. Do heads really grow, or is it this new hairstyle? I just wore this at the last Queen's Court. Oh, there you go again, Gay. Your mind has jumped its track. Mother, everything I do today reminds me of some GA event. But what a beautiful banquet. It was absolutely the prettiest I've ever been to in my whole long life. I wanted to save everything.
I think you did. Somewhere in all this, I saw a napkin with chicken grease all over it.
I wouldn't throw it away for the world. A girl who had passed her queen regent step presided at the banquet, and another queen spoke to us.
In Luke 16:2, we read, "Give an account of thy stewardship." In Girls Auxiliary, I've learned I'm not only a steward of my money, but of my time and talents as well. This means that I, too, have the opportunity to go and tell with every part of my life. As I give my tithes and offerings, I help to send God's message of love around the world. In addition, I have something to do right here in my own town with the people I know or can know. I must use my time and talents to be a missionary wherever I am, every day. Each of us must give an account of her stewardship.
Mother, am I about to find you guilty of wearing my bracelet? Oh, no, sorry. Here it is, the one I can never fasten alone. Do the honors, please.
Just as I found something interesting.
Another fan?
No, silly. Some photographs. Now hold still.
Those were made at the trailer park just 2 weeks after the Queen's Court.
Well, I wondered. Oh, Gay, it's hopeless. Let me find another one.
We must have thought community missions meant getting together and having programs about Japan or something. It really hit us what the banquet speaker said. A missionary, wherever I am. Mother?
Yes, dear?
Pretty soon we went to see the children at the trailer camp. Those children had never even heard about Jesus, and they only lived across the highway.
I remember now. One day you came rushing into the house and screamed, "Mother, adorning myself with good works, I really know what it means now."
Yes, we started a Bible school at the trailer camp. And guess who was telling Bible stories?
God, He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Oh, I can tell you like that song. Now let's finish our story. It took many days for Mary and Joseph to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, there was no place for them to sleep. At last, an innkeeper said...
Where's an innkeeper?
He runs a hotel. Okay?
Okay.
Now... At last, an innkeeper said they could sleep in his stable.
Did they stay where cows stay?
Yes. And there, in that stable, a little baby was born. His name was Jesus.
Finally! My bracelet in my own jewelry case. Imagine that. The last place I'd think to look.
Mother, I'm a dunce. I really am. For days I've been in a fidget worrying if I could do this scripture right, and all the time the song was telling me I had nothing to worry about. Really, listen. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Oh, I'll never grow up.
You're perfectly right. Any girl of 15 shouldn't have to learn anything new.
Oh, Mother, don't you see? I shouldn't be having a fit about tonight. It's all in God's hands.
If you really learned that, Gay.
But now I'm worried about not being worried. Let's face it, I'm not very smart.
Gay, dear, stop looking at the worst side. Why, What about the WMU history you wrote?
For my Queen Regent step? Oh, it was all right.
Gay, that's not even true. What did the associational GA director ask you to do with that history?
Mother, I'm trying to get dressed. You know as well as
Gay.
Okay. I wrote, directed, produced, and narrated my chapter on GAs for our meeting. I can still see Daddy's face when he asked old Widow Jackson if he could borrow her 1919 bathing suit.
You did an excellent job. It was quite a production.
In May 1888, in Richmond, Virginia, a few women gathered to organize Woman's Missionary Union. Not everyone was in favor of such an organization. Some of the men were afraid that the women would start telling them what to do, but the women wanted to help the missionaries.
Groups of women met to sew, to study, and to pray for people in faraway lands, and for Indians in our own land. There was no separate organization for girls our age. To keep from going with the babies or their older sisters, they tagged along with their mothers. The mothers saw that the young daughters were interested in missions, too. And so, in 1913, a separate organization was formed and called Junior YWA. In 1914, it was named Girls Auxiliary. In 1919, the first GA camps were held. Although they were quite different from our camps today, the girls enjoyed swimming, hiking, meeting missionaries, and many of the other activities which we still have today. Later, our GA allegiance and watchword were adopted. In 1922, Forward Steps became a part of the GA program. Girls started learning scripture verses, information about mission fields, and more about their own churches. At first, there were just maidens. Ladies in waiting. Princesses. And queens. Each
each wore a portion of the emblem to signify her step. Later, the higher steps for intermediates, queen with a scepter, and queen regent were added. In 1924, World Comrades was begun under the leadership of Miss Juliette Mather, who was Young People's Secretary. At first, World Comrades was the magazine for Sunbeams, RAs, YWAs, as well as GAs. This magazine contained stories and missionary information for GAs until 1953, when TEL came into being just for GAs. Miss Margaret Bruce was the Young People's Secretary then. In order that GA directors and counselors might have some extra help, the leadership edition of TEL came into being after Miss Betty Brewer became the very first Girls Auxiliary Director. All of these have helped our organization to be better informed because of the interesting way missions is presented. Also, in the important year of 1924, the GA Star ideals were adopted. Since that time, members of Girls Auxiliary have attempted to follow these ideals: to abide in Him through prayer, to advance in wisdom by Bible study, to acknowledge their stewardship, to adorn themselves with good works, and to accept the challenge of the Great Commission. These have become personal ideals and goals. These are only short glimpses into our history. Today, Girls Auxiliary is the largest denominational organization for girls in the world. We are proud to salute at this meeting those of yesterday, and we pledge to make this an eventful and meaningful today. Mrs. Johnson, our associational GA director, will tell us of our tomorrow.
I have asked some of our girls to assist me in telling you about the future, especially this next year when we shall celebrate together the 50th anniversary of Girls Auxiliary. Let's look at some of the goals before us. Girls, what does 50 mean to you?
F.
Feature leadership training.
I.
Increase membership.
F.
Focus on attaining recognition.
T.
Tell for every member.
Y.
Year-long emphasis on anniversary activities and service projects.
F-I-F-T-Y. 50. 50.
50 years of missionary achievement.
50.
Our mission challenge for 1962-63. These are goals for each of our organizations and for each of us personally. You'll be hearing more about these and how we will carry out these plans throughout our golden anniversary year. Now I know that all of you will want to join me in thanking Gay and all the other girls for this fine program.
So, you've done it before. You can do it again.
Heavens, that bed's a mess.
Are you surprised?
You know, it's almost silly to keep souvenirs. If something very important happens, it changes you. You grow a little. And you can't ever really forget growing a little because, well, it's permanently built in. Just think, Mother, I'm my own souvenir, a walking scrapbook.
Now, why couldn't I have said that? Even so, don't look down your nose at the things on the bed. They're important. They say something. You know, like those historical plaques along the highway. Only these say, Gay passed by here on the way to a fuller life.
Gay?
In here, Daddy.
Can the old man come in?
Final inspection time. Let's see. No, that won't do. That won't do at all. Now, the older you get, the more you look like your mother and the less you favor me. Your Highness Queen Regent, your beauty is...
Daddy!
All right. But it isn't every day a man's daughter becomes a Queen Regent. Madam, your carriage awaits without.
Oh, silly. I'll get my coat and meet you downstairs. Don't forget this.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust.
that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Gay Adams, I share with you the charge given Queen Elizabeth at her coronation. The Lord clothe you with robes of righteousness and with the garment of salvation.